strong defensive performance. I think, we did our job to stay in the game defensively because we shot 37% from the field. So against a team like Leicester, a top team, top four team, you don't expect to, be in that kind of reach of a game. So defensively, we're strong. We held our ground, but I think we just, maybe tired legs. I don't know what it was. We couldn't really hit a shot tonight, and that kind of cost us.
It was obviously close going into the fourth quarter. Is it just a case of running out of steam a little bit with obviously playing London on Friday night?
I mean, yeah, I think so. You would hope it wouldn't be, but, statistics, the way we shot the ball, the way we've been shooting the ball, it's, they've got some good size, they're athletic. They adjusted a lot of shots around the rim, and credit to them is defense and maybe a little bit of fatigue.
You led, obviously, going into that fourth quarter. Were you pleased with the performance up until then?
Yeah, it was a solid performance, but you could just tell we weren't clicking offensively. We couldn't get a, good rhythm, and the shots we were getting didn't look comfortable, didn't look confident. So, we just got to get back to being a little more confident.
Obviously, Mike Cook didn't play Friday, played limited minutes tonight. What's kind of keeping him away from being at his best?
He played quite a bit. He played 30 minutes tonight. He's just trying to... He just had a little bit of a groin injury, a little strain, but he's getting better and he should be fine.
Is that something that you kept him out of Friday just as a precaution? Or?
Yeah, it's one of those injuries that can really go left really quickly if you play on it, so we just wanted to play it safe and not play him.
Obviously, you've been on a great run, eight-game consecutive run. That's now obviously ended by this game, but, over the last couple of weeks, you've really been hitting your stride, haven't you?
Yeah, these guys have really believed in what we're trying to do and what we're trying to achieve. They've banded together and try to come together and get this playoff push as much as we can. And, we've done a great job to seal our position, and we're just trying to fight to finish as high as we can now.
What's the objective now? I think you were fifth going into tonight. I don't know how results have fallen yet, but it looks like a three-way battle for fifth at the moment.
Yeah, it's tight. It's tight in the middle. It's tight all over, really, top, middle, bottom. Everyone's really fighting for their spot. It's coming down to the last game where people will lie and... our goal has always been to finish as high as we can and win silverware. So, this is our last chance to get a silver in the playoffs, and we've got to just keep getting better.
Do you think you can finish fifth?
It just depends. It's out of our hands really now. It's, we've got to rely on people to lose, and when you have to rely on people, you can't really, you just hope for the best and keep playing.
How do you sum up the weekend as a whole, obviously going down to London and getting that narrow 2-point win there?
Great win in London. We showed guts. Guys stepped up. Different guys, different players hit big shots, and it was a good team win. And tonight, I think we just didn't have it in the gas tank.
Obviously, Manchester next up at home before you play Cheshire last game of the season, and these last two games are going to be important to seal you as high a finish as possible.
Yeah, Manchester's a tricky team. They don't have a great record, but they play hard. They've got some exceptional three-point shooters, and they've played everybody in this league, I think, down to the wire, beating them. So it's going to be a tough game, definitely a tough game.
And they're chasing, obviously, that final playoff spot, so they're going to be hungry for that win as well.
Yeah, it's, like I said, everybody's... There might be one or two teams that are out of reach, but everyone else is fighting for something. So it's an interesting season.